Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, March 8th, to welcome two guests to the podcast. In fact, they are twins, Kelsey and Marini Bellot. We are so excited that they have joined the podcast today, and they'll be reading for us. And then afterwards, we'll sit down and talk about things of life and faith. Thank you, Kelsey and Marini, for joining the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
This is Kelsey, and our first reading is from Luke 18, 31 through 43. Jesus foretells his death a third time. And taking the 12, he said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles, and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit on. And after flogging him, they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise." But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden for them, and they did not grasp what he said. Jesus heals a blind beggar. As he drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging, and hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by," and he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God.
Hi, this is Marini, and I will be reading Psalm 138. "Of David, I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. On the day I called, you answered me. My strength of soul you increased. All the things of earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth. And they shall sing the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. For the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his promise for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands."
Thank you so much, Kelsey and Marini, for joining the podcast. I want to hear a little bit more about you and your family. Tell me what it's like being a twin and about your family.
So Marini's actually the oldest, and she's older by 2 minutes, and my mom did not tell us until a little bit later in our life because she didn't want either one of us feeling like superior over the other, which I think is just such a funny story.
So our mom's name is Maria and our dad's name is Chris, and then we have a little brother that's 12 named William.
And I know that your dad is a physician. Tell me what he does.
So he's a cardiac critical care doctor, so he just takes care of people after he has after they have heart surgery and they're in critical condition.
And tell me a little bit more about your mom.
She was a nurse, and she is now a stay-at-home mom to take care of us.
And William, what is he like and what is he into?
He loves math. He's very smart. And he's also into sports. He really loves basketball and football and baseball.
What grade is he in?
6th grade.
Okay, so he'll be at the junior high next year.
Yes, ma'am.
And you guys will be headed to the high school next year in 10th grade. Tell me a little bit about Mountain Brook Junior High and your favorite subject.
I think it's so fun, and I know some people don't really like the fact that 9th grade is at the junior high, but I think just as freshmen, like starting high school, it is easier when you're in a school that you've been with for a while instead of jumping straight to the high school. I think it was an easy transition for everyone. And they have so many fun classes there. My favorite core class is probably math or science.
Tell me about your teachers.
They're so sweet. I love all of them. One of our teachers is Miss Rector. And Miss Rector is Mark's wife, our associate minister. And we love her. She's so sweet.
What does she teach?
She teaches history.
Okay, Marini, what do you like about the junior high and what's your favorite subject?
I think it's just really nice because all four of the elementary schools are there. So you just get to meet so many new people and make so many new friends. And my favorite class is probably biology. I just think it's so interesting to learn about life and stuff.
Now, you guys are also cheerleaders and you play piano. Are those your extracurricular activities or do you have some other ones up your sleeve?
Yes, ma'am. Those are our main ones. Our parents like us to take piano, and we choose to take cheer.
Okay. What do you like about cheer?
Oh, I think it's so fun being with the team. And I've taken, like, other sports like dance and gymnastics, and I feel like cheer was the one that just, like, stuck out to me the most.
What about you, Marini?
I think cheer is just so much fun, and it's so nice going, like, after school and being with my friends and just doing what we love.
Okay, well, as a mom, I kind of like piano as well, and I'm making my kids take piano. What are some of the benefits that you've learned from piano?
Anytime, anything musically, especially like in cheer, we're really good at counting beats and stuff. Like when people don't know where to start, we definitely know when like the music starts and to stay on beat. And that definitely shows when we're cheering and dancing.
Okay. I'll have to use that one in the future. Yeah. What is one of your favorite pieces that you've ever played, or something that like, if you were to sit down at the piano right now, what would you probably play?
I'm learning a piece right now called Dancers Pink and Green, and it's really pretty.
Marini,
I like anything like flowy and just really pretty.
Okay.
Not anything like super fast.
And you guys have played many a times at our Christmas Eve service.
Yes, ma'am.
That's super sweet. And I love to see all the youth participating. Speaking of the youth group, you guys are in the youth. What do you like about youth? What do you like about church?
I like how involved they are and how they definitely always reach out to us and give us activities and stuff we can do with our friends, just like be closer with God and everything. And it's not just like church every Sunday. They do it during the week so that we can like set time aside during the week to just be with our friends and be closer a little bit more like informally.
So you've been at Mount Brook Baptist since you were itty bitty. Mm-hmm. What are some of the memories you have over the years that stick out?
Mine are probably definitely from the Christmas Eve like services when we were all little angels. I feel like we've done that every year, and I've always remembered being an angel, and probably in the next few years we'll start changing into bigger parts, which is kind of sad because I love...
Oh, you mean at the nativity?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, me it's too. So I love being an angel. Angel just seems so low pressure to me.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Marini?
I really love VBS. I just think it's so fun being with like the little kids and helping them.
Yes, me too. And the songs stick in my head.
And the dances, I like still do them sometimes.
Oh, we should get you guys up on stage leading out in those dances. Do you have a song from VBS that you remember?
Bubbling Up always, I think about that a lot of times from the underwater.
Oh, yes. The underwater thing.
It was so fun. And all the decorations were so cute. I remember decorating classrooms with my mom.
So it said bubbling up.
Yes.
What else?
I just remember that being part of
it. Yeah.
Where do you guys serve during the VBS week?
We usually help with our mom with like 4K and like kindergarten and the really little
ones. Open to anything. We kind of help out throughout all the week, and if there's some people that aren't there certain days, we like fill in and just whatever needs to be helped with.
4 and 5K. I hear you guys have a lot of kids.
Yes, yes. They're so cute.
Oh, they are so cute, but a lot of work too.
Yes.
I'd like to hear more about how you came to faith and maybe some milestones along the way. So we'll start with you, Kelsey. Tell me about how you came to faith in Jesus.
Well, I just have so many memories from being young at the church, and they would always say, if you want to be baptized, always let us know. And I think maybe like second, third, fourth grade, something like that, me and one of my best friends got baptized together. And it's definitely a big memory, and it was just so sweet. And it really connected me to the Lord, I think, and there's just been so many moments since that.
Okay, Marini?
So growing up in the church, I've just always felt so close to the Lord. And as I got closer, I just talked to Dr. Dortch about like what it meant to be a Christian and what I wanted for myself. So I decided to get baptized. And being in the youth has just really helped me grow my journey with the Lord and become closer with Him.
Do you have a favorite Bible verse or a song that you meditate on?
At cheer, we have one that we use quite often that one of the other girls on our team kind of introduced like 7th or 8th grade year. And it's, if God is within her, she will not fall. And she just lets us know it a lot, especially like as flyers and tumbling, we know that God's with us and He'll always help us. And like before half times or anything like that, we always just like pray to God and He always helps us. And it's really helpful.
I am always so interested in twins. I don't know why, but I've had several twins on the podcast, and I just want to know what your day-to-day experience is like being a twin.
Well, when we were growing up, it was a lot of like the same. Our mom for kindergarten always dressed us up the same in matching outfits, and we always had the same classes. And at the junior high, we started taking different classes. And this year we only have, I think, one class together.
Just one class?
Yes, ma'am. Last year we had four, though, in a row. It was crazy. Mm-hmm.
Do people always ask you about what it's like?
Yes, yeah. Ma'am.
Okay, do you get tired talking about it?
I like being a twin. I think it's really fun.
Yeah, people always ask us, like, who's older, like, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Marini is shorter than me, but she's older than me, so people always get confused about that too.
And you're not identical twins, correct? Mm-hmm. What is the term for that?
Fraternal
twins. So we can tell you apart, but does people still get your names confused?
Yes. Even our dad will sometimes
oh, no.
be like, Kelsey, come here. I'm like, no, I'm Marini. Like, yeah, it's funny.
Do you find that you share most interests in common, or do you have lots of different interests?
I feel like for us, we do have a lot of the same interests and stuff. We have some friends that are twins, and they're definitely, like, more opposites. They, like, do their own thing, but we both do cheer and piano. Most of the same class. We take all the same classes, so probably more of the same.
Is there one thing that you can think of that you're like, no, we're total opposites on this?
I would say Kelsey's more of an extrovert, and I'm more, like, shy and quiet.
Okay, does that lend itself to, like, you like to read, and you like to have alone time, and Kelsey's like, no, let's go play.
I do like to read. I like to read and, like, stay in, but when we're, like, in a group setting, I'm definitely more talkative than Marini.
Okay. Yeah. You guys seem like you get along so well. Have you had to work on this, or is it just because, like, oh, you've had a constant companion your whole life?
I mean, most people tell us that, like, we get along so well compared to other twins. And it's just kind of always been like that. We never really fight that much. So I would say we're pretty, like, close and friendly with each other.
Your mom has told me, in fact, I've been the beneficiary of some eggs from your house. You guys have chickens, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me the chickens' names and how you guys got into this.
Well, we initially had 11. And then we've, like, gotten rid of some, and some have, like, passed away. So now we only have 4.
We had 2 roosters, and then a few were really low in, like, the pecking order. So we had to just give them to another farm because they just didn't fit well with our flock.
The 4 we have, it's Mr. Pibb, Rosie, Pumpkin, and Felicia. And 3 of them are, like, the same color and type, and then 1 of them is, like, a black chicken.
And do they all produce eggs?
Yes.
And are the colors of the eggs different? Or just-
Yes.
Okay, do you have to get the eggs every day? Is it a lot of work? Tell me who cleans the pen.
I don't do a lot of work with chickens. Marini and my dad do a lot of the work and clean their cage and get the eggs. I do get the eggs, but...
They're pretty low maintenance. You just have to refill their water every once in a while and let them out in the mornings and refill their food.
And but just for, like, the cold weather, we just put little, like, heating... like slabs almost. We can't do heating lamps because it is a wood coop. So we just do these little heating slabs to keep them warm during the winter.
Have they ever gotten out?
Yes. One time one went into my neighbor's yard and they were like chasing it down for like an hour trying to get it back into our backyard.
And did they finally catch it?
Yes, ma'am. really fast.
Did you get a text that's like, chickens are out?
Yes, we were in school, I think.
Yeah, our mom sent us a picture and it's like, we have been chasing this chicken for an hour.
Oh, no. Do you have other pets?
Yes.
We have a dog.
Yeah.
And what is the dog's name?
Flurry.
She's a small Maltese, so.
Are you guys into art?
Yes. Yeah. We take art at school.
Okay, what are you guys working on right now?
Right now we're carving out...
linoleum blocks.
Yes, to make stamps. So, for example, you find, like, an object or a picture that you want, and you carve out certain parts of it so that if you rolled paint over it and stuck it on a piece of paper, it'd be, like, a stamp. And I'm doing a flower.
I'm doing a dog.
Yeah.
Very cool. I know you're only in 9th grade, but are you already thinking about what you would like to do when you grow up? Maybe where you want to go to college?
Yes, we've both been thinking about a few colleges. I haven't really started thinking about it till this year, but Duke and Princeton are probably, like, my bigger ones that, like, if I really wanted to work hard, I'd get into those. But there's obviously, like, smaller ones. Like, Michigan seems like a good one, which is still...
Do you know what you want to study?
Probably something in the medical field. I kind of want to be a dermatologist because that sounds really interesting. Probably not anything with like surgery or anything like that, because I'm a little faint on blood.
Yeah. Marini?
I really wanted to go to Tulane and then either Auburn or Alabama.
Tulane in
New Orleans.
New Orleans, yes, right? Ma'am. Okay. And you guys have ties to New Orleans. Yes, tell me about that.
So our mom is from New Orleans and her family pretty much all lives there.
Yes, ma'am. And all like my memories from my childhood are like mostly in New Orleans.
I've never been to New Orleans, but I really want to go. Tell me about the food.
It is so good. And all the desserts are really good too.
Yes. Personally, if I have to like go down there for something in the summer, I love all the crawfish and the shrimp and the seafood. And also just all the bakery items. They have so many, like, authentic bakeries and stuff that are just so yummy.
I got distracted thinking about New Orleans, but I want to hear, Marini, what you would like to be when you grow up.
Probably, like she said, something in the medical field. So, like, an anesthesiologist or a surgeon, maybe.
Has there been a time in your life where you really felt the presence of the Lord?
So, over the past year, I had a back injury that was really hard, and just having the Lord with me by my side has really helped me go through it. And just knowing that he'll take care of me and knows what's best for me. And it just really made me feel better because I knew he had a path for me in my journey to healing. And so, yeah.
Who helped you as you were processing?
My mom really helped me. And she just reminded me so much that this is in God's plan and he knows what's best for you. And this may be better for you to know that, like, this God will get you through hard times. You just have to believe in him and trust in him.
Music is one of the ways I connect with the Lord. I'm curious if it's the same for you.
Yes, of course. There's so many songs that I love listening to that just help me remind me of God. One that we have just from when we were younger and till to now was 10,000 Reasons by Matt Redman.
And what does the chorus of that song say?
It's such a pretty song, and it just says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, worship his holy name." And it just, especially when you're listening to it, you just feel so connected to him, even if it doesn't have too many words. Just singing about him really connects you to him through the song.
Marini, do you have one that sticks out?
So one song that I really like is Oceans, and one of the verses says, "Where my feet may fail and fear surrounds me, you've never failed and you won't start now." And it really just reminds you that during hard times, God will always be there for you to lift you up and just pull you through.
As members of the youth group, I know you guys go to Sunday school often, and I want to hear what Sunday school is like, how you guys break up into groups, and maybe what you're studying.
Recently this year, we kind of switched to being with the older girls instead of like just our little small age group. And sometimes we break up into like boys and girls, or sometimes just based on grades.
So they normally do a passage and then we'll break into discussion and just talk about what it means for us. And I think it's really nice because it starts our week off right, just talking about God and what he has in store for us.
Ladies, thank you so much for joining the podcast, for reading so beautifully. You are a pleasure. Would you guys end our time together with prayer?
Yes, let us pray in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I can't keep it in.